You can take the whore out of the whorehouse, but you can't take the whorehouse out of the girl. Or something like that. In case you missed it, everybody's favorite spitter, Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Hawktua girl, is embroiled in a crypto scandal. On Wednesday, she launched her own cryptocurrency. Because I don't know about you, but I want my digital money backed by a harlot who brags about depraved sex acts on TikTok. Now that's what I call sound money. After it launched, it hit a market cap of nearly $500 million. Within 20 minutes, though, it tanked, dropping to a value of just $60 million. By the next day, it lost 95% of its value. It's almost like being a glorified 1-800-TALK-DIRTY girl isn't a prerequisite for starting a crypto. CoffeeZilla, a cryptocurrency investigator, has since accused Hawktua of scamming investors in a pump-and-dump or rug-pull scheme. That's when someone hops up a coin's price before launch so they can quickly sell it for a profit. According to the blockchain data analyst site Bubble Maps, 96% of the coin was concentrated in one cluster of related wallets as of Wednesday afternoon when it launched. This indicates a high degree of coordination in these transactions. According to Cointelegraph, one crypto wallet alone was able to grab 17.5% of the supply and then flip it for $1.3 million within just 90 minutes. And that's approximately 75 minutes longer than her initial fame should have lasted, but apparently the United States of whoredom wasn't done with her just yet. Hawktua girl has denied insider trader allegations and said on Twitter that her team, quote, tried to stop snappers as best we could. CoffeeZilla called it, quote, one of the most miserable, horrible launches I've ever seen. In fact, he was so mad about it, he took his criticism straight to Hawktua girl herself. Take a listen.
This is one of the most miserable, horrible launches I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, then why the fuck are you on?
I've been tracing it on chain for a while. You guys generated over $1 million in fees while y'all's fans got rug pulled. There was snipers, but there was also insider trading directly linked to y'all's creator account. What are you guys doing?
No. That's not true. That is true.
That's a fact.
No, it's not.
Well, it's a fact, and you can see it on chain.
So was it insider training? Did she pump and dump? Was this a classic rug pull? More details will come out and we can all learn the answer together when it does. Now, I don't know enough about crypto to have a reliable opinion on it. I know it sounds fishy. I know that crypto experts think it's fishy. And I know a lot of people lost money while it appears that she got rich. Although she's taking a lot of criticism, Hawktua girl has denied allegations that anyone on her team sold any of the tokens that they owned. Like I said, I don't know enough about crypto to have a reliable opinion. But this is what I do know. First, I don't feel sorry for the investors who lost money. You were investing in a girl who's known for spitting on She said it to the right person at the right time and got her 15 minutes of fame. She's 22. You probably wouldn't trust a 22-year-old financial advisor right out of college, but you trusted her? Second, when you've gotten rich off something deplorable and get a podcast out of it, why risk everything on crypto? It's a new industry and not meant to be messed with for fun because you either get really rich or really poor if you don't know what you're doing. And if you do something like insider trading, allegedly, then you could end up in jail. Anybody heard of Martha Stewart? If I had Hawktua girl's cash, I'd put it in, oh, I don't know, the crypto that just keeps going higher like Bitcoin. Of all the stupid ways to make a buck when you don't need one, and she goes and does this. If I was going to do another grift on top of a grift on top of a grift like she's been capitalizing on, shouldn't she have stuck with something in her wheelhouse? Like, I don't know, make a course on how to give a blowjob. But oh no, everyone in this country, when they're famous, feels like they can do anything. Hell's bells. If it's not intentional, then it's ignorant, and it could cost her the free ride she lucked into. If it was intentional, like, why? Just look at yourself in the mirror and go, holy shit, I won the lottery here with my nasty hoe life, and I'm not going to risk it doing something stupid like starting a cryptocurrency. Just imagine if all this goes south and she's convicted of insider trading. She could be incarcerated. And I bet those prison yard lesbians will have a thought or two about the thing that she can spit on next. Here's my questions. Why would a slut ever have anything smart to say or do? Do you think she really knew anything about crypto? Did you not realize she was an opportunist? I mean, this broad took what should have been a shameful moment in her life, talking about vile sex acts on camera, and instead of hiding, capitalized on it to be the country's most famous trollop. A grifter will always be a grifter. Don't look at someone with absolutely no morality and no character and then be shocked when they have no morality and no character. Don't be shocked when they go do something to get rich at your expense. You can't cry about it. You knew the type of reprobate you were getting into crypto bed with. Someone who is immoral in one capacity to such an extreme will likely do it again and again. Maybe she isn't an insider trader, but at best, she's obsessed with money and was too greedy for another buck to think about how many people she might screw over in the process. And unfortunately for her fans that got screwed over, she wasn't going to be around to spit on that thing for them. If I had a dollar every time a skank wanted to be taken seriously and then was proven not to be, I'd have more money than Hawk Tua Girl herself. America should take her advice, and when you're a nasty dick like herself, spit on it and move on. As far as I'm concerned, Hawk Tua Girl is a grifter that thinks getting rich off being a nasty slut is all shit and giggles, but she may just go down as a dick licker that ended up scamming people. If she sustains a following after this, then God help this country. How can we prop up idiots who fail just because they're nasty whores? If little Hawk Tua Girl doesn't go to prison, she should go back to her roots and just suck a Thanks for listening to Broad Thinking. Be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode. In the meantime, if you're looking to enlighten yourself with some controversial topics, check out my interview with Celeste Solemn, who talks about how the global elite are planning to kill you. Or check out my interview with Dustin Nemos, who talks about how Trump is the Antichrist and how Trump staged his assassination attempt. Those interviews are so controversial, you'll only find them on BitChute, Rumble, and Brighteon.